You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred
Show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
I'm your host, Fantastic Fred.
This is your host, Tamara.
This is your host, the Wandering Wanda.
So sit right back and enjoy the show.
The Wandering Wanda.
This is your host, Brando Mac.
And Fantastic Fred himself.
The political mind, Tamara.
Sit right back and enjoy the show.
Sit back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic
Fred.
So sit right back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
What?
And welcome to another Fantastic Fred Show. I'm your host with the most. Your co-host with the mostest. Fantastic Fred himself. I'm here with the political mind.
Tamara.
How you doing today?
Dude. Let me just tell you.
I know. After our brief little hiatus, obviously Wanda and Tamara has been a little bit busy.
Yeah,
going to functions.
Yeah, we've been kind of touring the world a little bit. We went to Kings Island about 3 weeks ago, and today Wanda and I went to a Unitarian Universalist church, which I have to say was a very interesting experience. The actual service itself, I really, really, really enjoyed. It was, I mean, like I was talking to Fred beforehand, telling him a little bit about it, you know. He really didn't have any idea what it was about, you know. He said, so there's atheists that go to this church? I'm like, well, yes, like 80% atheists. He's like, oh, well, I'm kind of like impressed with this. And I looked at Wanda. I said, was there any worship that actually took part today? And she's like, well, no, I wouldn't call what we did today worship. I said, I wouldn't call what we did today worship either. It was more like a kind of like a big group discussion about the world. And that's pretty much what we did in the big group. And then when we went to our LGBTQ group afterward, well, that's when the fireworks happened, okay? That's when the fun got started.
So what type of fun got started on that one?
Well,
I miss all the fun. Like the Fantastic Fred Show mantra is, you don't let crazy do shit, and apparently
crazy did shit.
You all were responsible. You all let crazy speak out and go and have a soapbox.
Shit,
apparently.
Dude. I mean, you didn't have much of a choice when every time somebody started talking, crazy was starting to lock and load his pistol. Okay? I mean, I have never in a million years seen anybody, as soon as someone else started speaking, I'm thinking, holy effing shit, dude.
So was he actually speaking over people?
Yeah, he was. It was bad.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You know, and like I was saying before, you know, before we started the show, I can live with a lot of stuff. I can't. I work in the public sector. I am responsible for children, for Pete's sake. I report to parents. I report to a principal, to lots of other people that are above me. I have assistants that work for me. I have a lot of responsibility. I have to have people skills. Okay? You all know how much I love to talk. If you listen to the show, you know I love to talk. I love being around people. I love to interact with people. I like to talk. I like the way my voice sounds. It's interesting to me. But
hey, apparently I love to hear my voice speak too. Because obviously I do it every show. And if everybody actually listened to the last episode, actually we
had two episodes ever since
then. Oh, yeah.
You all didn't know about the last episode. The last episode was my birthday speech.
The 111th birthday.
111th birthday.
That was the Kings Island trip. That was a blast, by
the way. That's right. And so basically what this person got on his soapbox, and this is what I'm understanding.
Yes.
Got on his soapbox, started speaking about taxpayer money going towards the disenfranchised people. The people who are poor and just pretty much out of their luck. It's not these people who have 20 billion babies in order to collect a paycheck from the government. This is people who are literally sick.
I just, you know, I really had a hard time with where he was going with this conversation. I had a hard time with him dominating the conversation in the first place, okay? I'll just be quite honest with you all. I don't like it. I'm a co-host of three. If you all listen to the show, you know that I'm a co-host of three. I like to make my point. You all know that. And you damn well know that I like to make my point when it comes to politics. Okay?
Hence the name, The Political Mind.
And you all know where I stand. I'm as liberal as fuck. Okay?
And she is liberal. I'm just like, it's kind of interesting. The majority of the people in London, is that a very liberal place? Or
no, it absolutely is not a liberal place at all.
Now, Lexington, on the other hand, is liberal.
It's a blue pocket.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's a blue pocket.
And Richmond is sort of blurple.
Yeah, it's blurple. Where we're at, Berea too is a little bit blurful. Where I work at is not; it is red as fuck.
Yes, the place where she is employed at the moment in time. You got tenure; it doesn't really matter at this point.
Oh yeah,
if they
want
to
give me shit, they can give me shit. That's fine.
Exactly. So this person also, this is an insignificant part. But this person was also transgendered?
Yeah, transgendered, seemed to be pretty angry. Seemed to have some transgender phobia. So a little bit of homophobia almost. I mean, a little bit of inner hatred almost. And really kind of came at the conversation, started the conversation out, really kind of pissed off that we were even in a congregation that was caring or open to gays and lesbians. Why weren't we in a mainstream church trying to fight our way through to being accepted in a mainstream church? Well, I'll tell you why. I've been that route. For 4 years, I was in the closet when I was in college. And when I came out to my friends, you know what happened? I lost them. Okay, been there, done that, went that route, got the freaking t-shirt, got my heart broken, okay, done it, it hurts, it sucks, that's why.
Yeah.
And you really think anybody wants to go that route again? No, they do not.
Well, that speaks to the truth, facts actually, you know, I think it's maybe geographical, regions, you know, some religions are more accepting than others. If you're looking at from a religiosity type of standpoint,
sure.
But it's, I think it's the religious part of it is not the problem. It's the interpretation of, I guess, a manuscript.
Sure, yeah.
And a book of life, it, per se. And that...
when the majority of the people look at that book of life...
Right.
They interpret it as, we hate this group of people.
Exactly.
And it seems to me that if we ever do become accepted, they're just going to find another group to hate on.
Exactly.
And right now, it's Mexican immigrants, so, you know.
Basically, I was talking about shrimp, because the Bible said we shouldn't eat it, right? I mean, that book
of...
Yeah. Anyway, no.
We hate the shrimp! Let's make signs against the shrimp!
Which,
Jesus.
See, that's the whole entire point. It's so interpretive. Now, that's the reason why I hate when people actually brings up the point that the Bible says it's wrong without any other legitimate reason.
Sure.
And I was like going, well, you know, Leviticus was written during the time when the Turkish used to come and they pretty much raped everything. You know, I'm not saying that all Turks are like this now. I'm just saying back then when I used to rape and pillage the villages.
It was written in a context. You have to look at the context in which these things were written.
See, that's why I have you on the show, Tamara, because you can actually speak for me.
I've read the Bible from cover to back. I have read it. For 4 years, folks, I was a browbeaten, you know, on fire for Jesus. Okay? At one time, I actually considered being a missionary. All right?
Oh, wow.
I really did believe this stuff. All right? And in some part of my soul, I really still believe in a higher power. I'm not sure exactly how I believe in that higher power. I definitely believe when I read the words of Christ in the Bible, and you read his teachings and what he actually said, when you take away the rest of the New Testament, when you read, you know,
you're talking about the red letters.
The red letters. When you read the red letters exactly. And you just take those red letters, damn boy had some good things to say.
You did not just say damn boy.
Yes, I did.
And it was wrong.
I'm not in a church. Yes, he had some good things to say. He had some really good things to say. And none of it had anything to do with the so-and-so's going to go to hell. And this person's going to go to hell. And y'all better la 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 la. The only people he really called out on were the religious leaders. So yes. Maybe they need to be taking a look at themselves.
And yeah, that's true, and which leads to this guy trying to, trying to talk about that we're attacking Christians at this point. Is that what it is?
I mean, and I think it's. I sure don't think that we're attacking Christians.
No. Well, first of all, I think the religion of the majority in this country
right now.
Is Christian.
Sure. In fact, it is worldwide.
Yeah. It's pretty huge.
Yeah.
So attacking them.
Now how.
It's divided up in many denominations.
Sure. And how active those people are is, right. You know, and how fanatical they are on an individual basis may vary.
And apparently this guy thinks that, a lot of people is downing Christians.
It, in this particular congregation. Okay. He said that he heard one individual say at one point that this whole the whole congregation should be pagan.
Okay.
Well,
that's somebody's opinion.
That was someone's opinion. And I sure certainly didn't say it.
That's right. And first of all, it shouldn't even be a point in the first place. Why did he get angry over that point?
Because
the whole entire congregation wasn't pagan.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody in this congregation should be white. Everybody in this congregation should be black, or, you know, well, no, that's actually race. It's maybe a little bit different. Everybody should be a certain culture, and it's not true. And he just mentioned one person.
Yeah.
Out of how many people that was actually there?
Oh, there was probably 80 people there or so, 80 or so.
Yeah, and I think he was probably speaking to the choir at that moment in time. Like,
well, sure.
He was speaking to other pagans.
Well, the person may have been, and how many amens actually went up when the guy said that, when that individual said that? I mean, you know, I don't think that there were a lot of people that said, oh, I totally agree with you.
Well,
I doubt that.
Wait a second. I think with pagans, it's blessed be.
Yeah, blessed be. You know, I mean, come on. Let's be realistic here. The whole idea behind this congregation is that it's welcoming to all people, no matter what.
Yeah, I totally get the building of a community, and I think that's basically maybe what this gathering should actually work towards, mm-hmm. is to work towards a community,
yeah.
and not just. And I think it's an excellent idea because of having all these different type of different minds coming together. And the thing about it is, I think that his expectations was kind of unrealistic, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you get a big bunch of people in a room that all believe in different things, do you think they're all going to agree on everything?
Nope, they're not. And that's the whole idea. It's kind of like one of the guys said, you know, first of all, it's an unorganized religion. And one of the guys said, he was quoting somebody, I can't remember who it was. He said, you know, one of my favorite quotes about, he was quoting a certain political leader. And he said, just like so-and-so said, I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat. And I'll have to look up that quote. And somebody, more of the listeners may know exactly who said it.
I heard Stephen Colbert said that.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
So he was quoting somebody, yeah. Some political mind. But yeah.
But, and that's it's a great quote because, I mean, how many Democrats do you know, I mean, who, you know, it's a huge umbrella of ideas. Right. There are a lot of incredibly liberal Democrats.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of progressives. There's just
you've got Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah.
Democrats. You know.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Blue Dog Democrats, who are fairly conservative. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they kind of get on my nerves, Democrats.
the libertarian part of Democrats.
Yeah,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, annoying Democrats.
Well, that was another thing, too. Did we mention that he was a libertarian, this person?
He admitted to being one.
Well, you know, libertarian within itself is not a bad thing, but being
a little bit to the crazy extreme of it? Yeah,
yeah, the fanatical part of it. Just like being a fanatical anything, honestly. It's almost like if you're too closed-minded to a lot of stuff,
right?
Then how are you going to learn? How are you going to grow as an individual?
Right.
There is some beliefs and some values, more comfortable same values.
Right.
There are some values that you should hold on to.
Right.
Of course. But it's more or less being open-minded and not being angry. And I think what most people should have actually started asking this person, why are they so angry? And I think you probably maybe hit on some points where internalized homophobia, internalized hatred. Now, I could be totally wrong, but this is some of the psychology of, this is not projecting to all transgender people, so I'm trying not to generalize.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, they have this hatred towards themselves.
Yeah.
Wanting to change a certain part of their body. And by watching other shows about transgender people in the first place, not all of them totally hate themselves, but they know that they need to change.
Right.
And obviously this person has manifest his need to change to the sex that he needs to be, has internalized it as being hatred, and maybe he's projecting. I used a lot of psychology terms on that one.
Well, I think you may be onto something there because man, he brought up a lot of stereotypes. He brought up stereotypes about even pointing the finger at us and saying, well, you know, lesbians only hang out with lesbians, gay guys only hang out with gay guys. And I'm thinking, you don't know me. This is one where I did take up for myself, and I said, listen. In my experience, it's the other way around. I've got her, and I'm not going to say I don't have any lesbian friends. I do. I'm friends with them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't see them very often. we see each other very, very seldom, and I love them, but we just don't hang out very much. I hang out with my gay guy buddies. There's one gay guy buddy I see almost every day. We hang out at least every weekend. I mean, he's my best friend. He's our best friend. And so I don't know where you're getting this. And he's like, well, you know, down at the Pride Center, blah, 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 you know, it's all a lesbian group. And I looked at him, I said, well, when do they meet?
Oh, that's actually pretty good. When did you actually called him out. And rightfully so. If he doesn't have proof in order to back his own claims up, then he's...
And he just, he didn't, did he give me a time, baby?
Nope.
He didn't. He didn't.
Yeah, so you just called him out on his own bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
And good job. It's only for lesbians, blah, 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 blah. It's down at the Pride Center. And I said, well, when do they meet?
Well, the thing about it is that this person put him in a position in order to be defensive in the first place. What was his objective? That's what I was thinking. Was
his,
he just
his objective
out there to,
was just to basically to bitch.
To bitch about
that him. We're divisive within our own community. And he probably has some points. Well, but I don't think... I think that...
Well, is he
to
hurt?
To some degree, maybe. But I don't think that that's true.
Is he hurt because nobody will hang out with him?
Probably.
Well, the thing about it is that there's other transgendered people. Maybe they just can't stand him. And he's just totally... Well, I'm not... I feel like I'm attacking him, because, and I wasn't there, but I feel like I need to pick on him.
He was pretty attacking. It was pretty hard not to, especially now. I mean, especially when he was locked and loaded to go. As soon as you said something, he was locked and loaded with the you know, I mean, just ready. And it was like, you know, even the atheist woman, when she was starting her point, he was just... And I, and she looked at him and she called him by name and said, hang on, I'm not finished.
She was going to speak her mind no matter what. Yeah. That's what everybody should have. You know, sometimes with crazy, you really can't let them speak over topic.
Yeah.
Just like Kanye West.
Hold on, Taylor. I'll let you finish. But Beyonce had the greatest video ever.
You just don't let crazy get
you
up on stage.
You just don't.
And
this time, crazy dominated for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. He had his talking point. And, you know, that's good. You know, he got his talking point and everything like that. But the one thing about it is that, and that's the reason why I asked the question, did he speak over anybody?
He did.
Was he rude about it and everything?
Well, he was, and the thing about it was, you know, like I said, I can handle a lot. I really, really, really can. But when it came to the point where he said that basically dismissive of how AIDS is affecting our community and how basically... I mean, it was almost as if he was implying that people with AIDS should not be taken care of.
He wasn't implying he said that.
More or less.
That was...
that our taxpayer dollars should not be going to people with AIDS.
To people with AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, while we paused right there, was because the Wandering Wanda is actually cooking for us at the moment in time at the Fantastic Fred Show studios. So...
Lasagna and garlic bread.
Going
to be delicious.
It's going
She's
to be delicious.
A wonderful cook.
Well, we're having True Blood night. We can talk about that here after we get done with this discussion. But honestly, the guy is a little bit crazy.
Well, his point, I think, was that, you know, why should our taxpayer dollars be going to people with AIDS when they should be responsible for their own actions.
Well, see, that's the thing of it is. He's thinking only a myopic point of view.
Yes, absolutely.
Of the whole entire situation. People get AIDS in other fashion.
Absolutely.
And poor education, yes, is number one. Recently, I just had a conversation with someone who did have AIDS. I have a couple friends that do have AIDS. Not AIDS. I'm sorry. HIV. There is a difference.
Right.
And I do have a couple of friends that do have it. And we talk on a daily basis. They're aggravating, but they keep things interesting. Well, he...
And are my taxpayer dollars going to subsidize their drugs that pay for helping their immunodeficiency or whatever?
You know what?
Or do they have a private insurance or an insurance through their work or whatever?
I have two great examples.
Okay, thank you. This is why I'm friends with you, fantastic Fred.
One does have medical insurance out the wazoo.
Okay.
He works for the company, a huge company and everything like that, and gets all of his medication through the mail and paid for.
Okay.
By the company's healthcare plan. The other one does go and get help through the government.
Okay.
And that's because he's poor. I mean, no other way can he actually get treatment. He does have a job. He works. As we all know, that the economy is not the best shape in the whole entire world at this moment in time.
So you mean to tell me that he works and he is a taxpayer?
He is a taxpayer, yes.
Oh my God, no!
He is abusing the system.
I'm sorry.
He should be able to afford those pills on $7 an hour.
Or whatever.
When they cost $1,000 a month. God damn it. Stupid asses. I tell you what, they really should think about this stuff. That the medication that these people are on costs a great deal of money. And if you're making $7 an hour,
you can't fucking afford it.
Yeah, you're only making $1,000 to $1,200 a month.
Even at $40 a week, dumb fucks.
Exactly. You're not getting paid that much. And when your medication is your whole entire month's salary, God. I mean, come on. Think about it. Think of the compassion in the first place. Think of, you know, and our tax money, yes, pays for probably the majority of this person's medication. But there's other charities out there that this person actually goes for because he has to. Because if he doesn't, he's not going to have money in order to go to the doctor because the government doesn't pay for all of his stuff. Because he has a job. And when you have a job, you just don't... Well, fuck. They really don't pay for much after that point. But they do pay. They do help with medication, and that's one good thing about Medicare or Medicaid.
You mean to tell me that the government's pissed because he's working?
Pretty much so. You mean to tell me that
this has been a problem that's gone on for years?
Going on for 35 years.
I think I've bitched about this before on this show.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to say this, and you're going to look at me funny. Nixon has done a lot of good for this country, except for a few major hiccups, and one is healthcare.
I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah. And I'm not taking a libertarian point of view, because he opened up trade for most of the world. He was a great person in order to... absolutely get some stuff done that no other government, no other president was able to do. And I think it was actually pointed out, just a point of reference, just in case you want to call me out on my own bullshit. There is some point of reference on The Daily Show. And from The Daily Show, there is actually books written about it and articles and stuff like that. So there is a backlog, a paper trail of what my whole entire point of view is. But the healthcare part, and this is coming from, well, I actually started from, what was that movie called?
Sicko.
About him pretty much screwing us in the pooch by creating an insurance-based
the healthcare. Kaiser, it came from the Kaiser Corporation.
Exactly.
And yeah, you can write me, and you can friend me on Facebook now.
Political Mind, just look her up.
Just look at the Political Mind if you want to. It's not the Political Mind, it's just Political Mind.
Right.
And you can add me as a friend, it's fine, I'll add you. I don't even care who the hell you are.
And if you want a response, and we should mention...
And you can say whatever. You can disagree with me wholeheartedly. You can tell me to quit, you know, buying the Michael Moore bullshit. That's fine. It's fine.
Right.
And I will respond.
Exactly. And very quickly. You know what? Although Michael Moore is...
I don't agree with everything he
exactly.
says.
And that's the beauty of the Democratic Party. We don't have a main talking point. We don't. We, like she said before, we're a big umbrella of different minds, somewhat working towards almost a common goal. There is some key values that the Democrats actually hold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm extremely liberal about.
Right. Socially, oh my God, are we liberal?
Yeah, exactly.
Now... Fred and I probably both agree that economically we're a little bit less liberal.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Both of us.
There's a lot of points. I don't.
Not libertarian.
Not libertarian. Let me go
it would fuck up everything.
Exactly.
My job is subsidized through taxes.
Right.
I mean, your police, your firefighters.
Right.
Your public library, our public schools, all of your public schools are tax based.
Let's see, that's another thing too. I know we're attacking libertarians because they don't believe in taxes. Hell, half the times I don't want to pay for taxes because.
Right, and I'm with you. I get frustrated. I know that probably there's part of my taxpayer dollars that went to serve some rich ass. Representative or senator that went to an, you know, $8,500 steak dinner or some crazy shit like that. Okay.
Exactly.
I know that shit like that happens. I get it. I get frustrated too. Okay. I do. But at the same time, when I go to work every day and I'm fixing to go to work here in a little less than a month and I see the looks on my face, my kids' faces, I know why I'm there and why I'm on this fucking planet.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think that educating our students isn't important, I mean, come on. A well-educated person, no matter what job level they're in, working at a fast food restaurant, all the way, not saying that that's the bare minimum, but working at a fast food restaurant all the way up to being a doctor, education helps progress people and make them better at their job. So, I mean, we need teachers. We need the government in order to keep on providing education for us. We need the government to keep on providing protection for us. And halfway through, we need the government to provide health care for us. Even if it's half.
And it's going to have to be better. I mean, yeah. I'm hoping that when this new system kicks in, it's better. I don't know.
Exactly. I think it's so bastardized. Usually a consensus is really good at making something okay to something better, because usually a consensus does that. You know,
right.
A big conglomerate of people given ideals on one focal point, and everybody, if you take all the good ideals of all those people and put it together, you should have a good product. For some odd reason... It didn't happen in this case.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good stuff that went through, but there was a lot of bad stuff that actually went through.
Yeah.
A lot of anti-gay shit went through. I think I've already talked about it on another show.
Right.
So refer back to that one because it was pretty bad. But still yet, we need some form of healthcare that would actually definitely help the poorest people, the people who can't afford it, absolutely cannot afford it. We need a crutch in order to help the middle class in order to afford it. And you know what? The rich motherfuckers out there can afford it themselves.
Yeah.
So, and I'm talking, you know, the lower middle class needs it. The mid middle class needs it. But the upper middle class, maybe not so much.
They don't really need, they probably already have
really good coverage already.
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah. Because they're either owning a business in the first place.
Or they're top of the line
executives
or something and already have really good coverage.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, just speaking from experience of where I'm at right now, I mean, technically, I guess at this point, lower middle. At one point, I would have been middle middle, but I'm not anymore.
I say if you're making over $50,000 a year, you're middle class. You're not lower middle class. You're not upper middle class. You are middle class. And if you're making over $100,000, you're upper middle class. Pretty much. I think, well, no, let's go with here in Kentucky. If you're making maybe 85 and above.
Upper middle.
You're
just because the state or the cost of living is
the cost
so
of living
cheap.
Here is very cheap here. You know, if you take a $90,000 a year job and move it to California, not so cheap.
Yeah.
Or New York City, specifically New York City, maybe not maybe it's still considered as middle class at $90,000 a year. But here in the state of Kentucky, pretty much, you know, if you get paid, you know, around about $100,000 a year.
People would say you're rolling.
You're rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
Here. So move to Kentucky. We're the Mexico of, was that racist?
That was no. Racist. We didn't call ourselves Mexicans.
Oh my God.
I am Native American.
Shit, well, dude. Even Mexico seems like they're prospering better than us. No, I'm joking.
Look, man, some of these third world countries actually have freaking universal health care.
They do have universal health care. Gays can get married.
Freaking Cuba's got universal health care. Freaking Spain allows gay marriages. It's all freaking Catholic, but you can get married.
You can get married, exactly.
And they've had it for about 5 years.
Yeah, and the world hasn't ended yet.
Yeah.
You know, at least for them, anyway, it hasn't ended.
So, I mean, it really just kind of, I don't know, I guess that's the kind of stuff that just kind of gripes me.
Yeah.
You know, like one and I were talking the way home, it's like, you know, this is supposed to be the land of the free where, you know, we have religious tolerance, religious freedom. But if we really had it, truly, then nobody's religion would truly matter.
Right.
And one religion wouldn't dominate.
Exactly.
And I don't think
That one religion should dominate. I think we should have a freedom of religion and belief and value. I mean, because we need it. I mean, you cannot put somebody else completely down or tell them you can't have a job because you don't believe in a certain thing.
Right.
Or you do believe in a certain thing, per se. Because, you know, it just feels wrong in the first place.
Right.
And it is wrong. Especially if someone is highly qualified.
Right.
And you find out that they're a Jew and you just don't like Jews. That's stupid. You might not want to get in a religious discussion with this person. But if they're able to cut a heart out and place another one back neatly and perfectly and in every facet of the word of a heart transplant, you know, textbook, and the majority of his patients survive. Hey, guess what? I don't give a fuck what your religion is.
Yeah. I want you to be my doctor.
I want you to be my doctor. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have to have you to be the like mind of me in order to be able to do your job correctly and to do it perfectly. obviously, you know, you love your job at that point if you are doing it very, very good.
Right.
So to my point is that we definitely need that. We don't need one. We don't need a president to announce specifically what religion he is. I don't think Obama should announce it. And another thing, too, it doesn't matter. I do not give a flying fuck that a governor goes to Argentina and fucks somebody. I don't give a care. Is he doing his job?
He probably wasn't.
Not at that moment in time. But if he was using government money to go down there and everything like that, yeah, he should be fired. You know, impeached, I think, is the term for.
And South Carolina evidently didn't give a damn.
Exactly.
Because they kept him on board.
Exactly. So that was the infraction. It wasn't that he went and screwed on his wife. That shouldn't have been the big problem. And obviously his wife didn't really care that much, really.
She did end up divorcing him, though. Finally.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But she just kind of stuck by him and...
Yeah. I would have said, fuck off.
You're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Back to the topic at hand. This person, did you think that he actually walked away from that meeting with maybe a snowball chance of maybe having another thought? Maybe there's other possibilities or reason why AIDS patients can't afford their medications.
I don't think so, because he was pretty hell bent on, well, and for one thing, this happened very close to the end of the meeting, and we actually ran over because he was so dominant. And it was kind of like we just sort of ended, and it was pretty bad. At lunch, I mean, it was, my friends were just kind of like, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I hope he doesn't come back. And I was sitting there thinking, I hope you're right.
You know what? I'm hoping that he does come back for the next one so I could listen to Crazy a little bit more.
Well,
I want to experience Crazy just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from.
I'm there for the entertainment, you know. I'm here for your entertainment.
I see where you're coming from, but you kind of want to see exactly what we're talking about. But at the same time, it's like, dude took all the fun out of it, and
yeah, that's another thing too. It should have been fun. It shouldn't be angry. It should be, you know, everybody sharing their ideals and stuff like that.
Right.
That's where a consensus comes into play.
Right.
I think that was my whole entire point until I actually lost it.
Yeah, everybody in that room should have said at least. Everybody should have had at least 5 turns.
Exactly.
At least 5 turns. Exactly. I mean, that to me, if you don't walk out of there where everybody had at least 5 turns, you didn't have a discussion. You had a domination, and that's what happened.
Yeah. So he just mainly, just like any teabagger. I'm just joking.
He teabagged it, boy. Woo!
Teabagger. Anyway, we're approaching the end of the show.
Yeah, 45 minutes is all.
Exactly.
And we will end on time.
Exactly. And plus, we're going to be, you know, usually I don't announce the song that I usually put at the end of the show. And I think we're going to do something by DJ Earworm.
Cool.
And it's the one with the Rolling Stones in it. What is it called?
It's called Gimme Freaks.
Gimme Freaks. This is free music, people, as long as you don't make a profit from it. And since we're not making a profit from the show, we can legally use this song.
And you can download these for free at djearworm.com.
Exactly.
Fred kind of got me onto this a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I went home and was just kind of checking them out. And I discovered this one. And I was like, holy crap. This is friggin' awesome. So
it's pretty awesome
for your listening pleasure.
Exactly. So we'll end the show with that. But one last talking point. We all watch True Blood here, right?
Yes.
I would highly encourage, you know, the funnest thing about this show, and I think even if we find another show that we love, I think I encourage everybody to actually have like a little gathering. They did it. The first time I ever heard of having gatherings was with Queer as Folk.
Yeah. And then L-word gatherings exist.
So I don't know if it started with
the, you know, Queer as Folk,
but that's just the first time I ever heard of actually people gathering up one place in order to watch a movie or watch a show.
Yeah. So and so's got Showtime. Oh, so and so's got HBO.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the beauty of it. So, so here's for your listening pleasure, DJ Earworms.
Give me freaks.
Give me freaks. All right. Bye, you all.
Bye. Have a great week.
Freaking out.